Once again, a girl behind the door began to ask, "Titorelli, won't he soon be going then?"
"Be quiet, you lot," the painter called out in the direction of the door. "Can't you see that I'm in a discussion with the gentleman?"
However, the girl was not content with that and instead asked,
"Are you going to paint him?"
And when the painter did not reply, she added,
"Please don't paint him, he's such an ugly person."
After this came the confused sound of people calling out unintelligibly, expressing agreement. The painter leapt to the door, opened it a fraction. One could see the hands of the girls clasped and stretched out in supplication, and said,
"If you lot are not quiet, I shall throw you all down the stairs. Sit down on the steps and be good."
They probably did not follow these instructions straight away, so we had to give the order,
"Get down on the steps!"
Only then was it quiet.
"Forgive me," said the painter as he returned to Carr again.
Carr had barely turned towards the door. He had left it up to the painter entirely whether he wanted to protect him, and if so, how he intended to do so. He also scarcely moved now when the painter bent down towards him and, so as not to be heard outside, whispered in his ear,
"These girls are part of the court too."
"What?"
asked Carr, drawing his head back to one side and looking at the painter. The painter, however, sat down on his armchair again and said, half joking, half by way of explanation,
"Everyone is part of the court. That's the point."
"I haven't noticed that as yet," Carr said curtly. The general observation made by the painter meant that his reference to the girls was no longer worrying. Nonetheless, Carr looked over for a bit towards the door, behind which the girls were now sitting in silence on the steps. Only one of them had stuck a length of straw into a crack between the beams and was slowly moving it up and down.